Okay, we're continuing. This is Hashem. Pasuk Zayin. So Pasuk Zayin, Klal Yisrael, is turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and wondering how we're going to exist in this Golus. Hagidoli, tell me, Sha'ahava Nafshi, Eicha Sira, Eicha Tarbitz Batzaharayim. So Rashi says, Ruach HaKadosh, Chayzer Medama Yisrael Letzaynach Aviva Laroyah. Klal Yisrael is like sheep that is chaviv, beloved to the shepherd. So we're referring to ourselves as the sheep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our shepherd. Klal Yisrael says, Hagidoli sha'ava nafshi, Eicha tiret tzoyncha bein haze'evim halalu. Now, what Rashi means, ava nafshi means we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rashi. Hagidoli, we're saying, tell it to us. Sha'ava nafshi, we're saying, Hashem, who is Ava Nafshi, we're beloved to. Eicha Sira, how is your sheep going to shepherd Bein Hazaevim Halalu? Amongst the wolves, Asher Hayu B'Saicham, how are they going to be amongst the Goyim in Golus? Ve'eicha Tarbitzim Batzaharayim, and how are you going to let them rest? Tarbitz is to let them rest. Batzaharayim in the evening, Rashi says it's referring to the Golus Hazeh, Shehi Eis Tzara Lahem Kitzaharayim. It's Eis Tzara like the evening time, which is an Eis Tzara Letzayin, because they don't have anywhere to eat, they don't have anywhere to go, so they have to find a place. It's also dangerous at night for them. The wolves come for them, so they have to protect themselves. So Klal Yisrael is turning to the Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, how is it, what are we going to do in the Golus amongst the wolves, in the evening in the Golus? Shaloma eye ka'oicha. Shaloma is a contraction of two words. Asher lama. All the Mefarshi Apshat say is if it says, why is it so, or why should it be eye ka'oicha? That I should be like someone whose face is covered, which is a simon of an avel. Bal sofa miyata, it says by a mitzayra, he covers his face, he's like an avel. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should we be like an avel? So Rashi says, "Vim timer ma ich paslach." You might say, we're asking Hashem, we're in Golus, how are we going to survive? You might say, so what do you care? I mean, it was our veris that sent us to Golus. So we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein ze kvoidcha. It's not your covered that we should be like an avela, like an avel, with our faces covered, al edre chaverecha, amongst the flocks of your friends. Which is interesting, we're referring to the Umas Ha'ilam and the Goyim as the friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason Rashi says, and the Goyim is going to say it as well, is because, as we said numerous times, that the Goyim have Sarim, they have Malachim that take care of them. Klal Yisrael is taken care of directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A chaver, a friend, is something you have something in common with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, and he's our shepherd. And the Sarim, all those Malachim, take care of the Goyim. They are the shepherds of the Malachim. So in that way, they are a chaver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we refer to being amongst the Goyim, we say, Al Edrei Chaverecha, we're amongst the flocks of your friends. That is how Rashi learns here the pasuk. The Gra says as follows, and there's two Perushim in the Gra for this. I mean, every Pasuk has two Perushim, but the two Perushim we're going to focus on, and each one is a little different of a different Knech. So he says as follows, Klal Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Zman, that you were my shepherd, meaning we're in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Chasarti Kol, I wasn't lacking anything. But the problem is, V'achshav shenistarta mimani, now that you're hidden from me, Klal Yisrael, Ribbono Shel Olam never leaves us. He's only hidden. In Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden from us. Tzorich ani lirois ba'atzmi. So I have to shepherd myself. Ve'in ani yodea hamokim shehoyisa roya. My problem is, I'm not sure where to go. A little different knech than Rashi. We're turning to the Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, when you were our shepherd, you showed us where to go. Now we're on our own. We have to find out where to go ourselves. But I don't know where that is. I don't know where it was, Shehayisa Roya, that you were shepherding. So now, V'lochein, and therefore, Toimar li masha ohava nafshi. According to the Goyin, Ava Nafshi is not us talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rashi said, you are beloved, tell me. Hagid Ali means tell me something that I love, the thing that I love. Sho'av anafshi, what is that thing that I love? That's Echatira. Where did you shepherd us? Meaning, where did you take us? That's the beloved thing that I'm looking for. I'm looking for that grazing area. Ve'echatar b'tzarayim. And at times when you weren't able to shepherd us, at least where did we take a rest in the evening? And we'll see in a moment what that means. Shalomo eyeka oicha. Why should I be like an oicha? So Rashi said oicha means an ovel. So the which is a covered face. The Gaon says two things. Number one, it means someone who wanders. Someone who wanders. And in the second shot, he actually says it's like a bird. Vayeret ha'ayit, it says by the Brisbane Absarm, a bird that flies around from here to there. So he says it's ka'aicha is a lashon of an ayit, like a bird. Or aicha, he says, he brings a different pasuk from Shmuel, which means bayata omel ashal, means they wandered around. So either way, it means to move around. So we're going from place to place. And he says a second thing, vigam beloy atifa. We're also not covered, which is a little interesting because Rashi said it meant face is covered, and the guy is saying that we're not covered. It's a little shver where Revda points out here, it's not exactly 100% sure where he sees in the words that it's beloy atifa. But that's what he says, the hainu beloy levush. Now you'll just remember, we once talked about what the clothing of a Talmud Chacham is. The guy earlier spoke about it, what the levush means, and he's going to bring it out again over here. So he says like this, v'ha'inyin. Sheyitzarich b'Yisrael dalid varim. Klal Yisrael as a Klal Yisrael needs and has four components that they need. Number one, they need Saideis HaTorah, the secrets of Torah. Number two, they need Pashtus HaTorah, Pashipshad in the Torah. They need Mitzvahs and they need Midos. Those are the four integral qualities that Klal Yisrael needs. What are Midos? Midos is what we said a few times ago, is called Chalukah Derabanan. That's the clothing, that's the levush. That's the levush. We said it has to be proper, it has to be not inside out, it has to be the perfect measurement we talked about. Midos has to have a perfection to it. So therefore, says the Gra, Hagidali Meshoav Anafshi, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, we don't know where to go. We need the things that we love, that's referring to Saidus HaTorah. Echatira, where are we going to shepherd? Where are we going to find Pashtus HaTorah? Echatarbitz Bat Saharayim, where are we going to rest in the evening? Says the Gra, that's referring to the mitzvahs. Shebavuram Yiskaimu B'chutz Loritz. Saharayim is a symbol of evening, which is a symbol of galus, like Rashi said. And we're looking for the mitzvahs that are going to give us a kiyum in Chutz Loritz. Shalomo eye ka'oicha, why should I be not covered? Why should I be not clothed? Meaning that I don't have my midos. I don't have the midos. That's the clothing. Al edre chaverecha, when I am amongst thee, your friends, meaning the sarim shalmaila amongst the umas ha'olam that are controlled by the sarim. So according to the Gra, he's not really saying so much pashup shat here in the pasuk. He's saying more it's out remes. These four things, avonashi, anafshi, echatira, echatar bitzbatzarayim, and shalama eyekoicha, are Klal Yisrael turning to the Rabbeinu Shalom and saying that till now when I was in Eretz Yisrael and we had a base hamigdash, so we had the Torah, we had Saidus HaTorah, we had Pashtus HaTorah, we had mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs atzluyas baretz, we had the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, everything was very simple for us in Eretz Yisrael. But now we're going out into Chutz Laretz, and we're going out into Golus, and we're amongst the Umas Ha'ilam, and it's much harder over there. Ribbono Shel Olam, we're on our own, but we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to find the Saidus HaTorah, we don't know how to find the Pashtus HaTorah, we don't know how to find the Mitzvahs, we don't have the Midos. How are we going to exist in Golus? That is how the Gra in the first pshat explains what the pasuk is referring to. Now, if you remember last time we talked about the idea that the sarim of the Umas Ha'ilam, whenever we're in Galus, they're out to get us. The Gaon pointed out that the Sarim are always out to destroy Klal Yisrael, because Sarim, the Malachim, are in the world of Teva. And according to the normal rules of Teva, Avraham Avinu shouldn't have had any children. According to the Itztaginos, to the astrologers, according to the Mazalos, Avraham Avinu shouldn't have had any children, and there should be no Klal Yisrael. The Rabbanu Shel Olam changed the rules. He brought him out. Say Mitztaginos Shalach, you're above the Kaichavim. Avraham Eina Mailid, Avraham Mailid. So that's why, according to the rules of the Mazalos and the Malachim, we shouldn't exist. And because of that, they're always out to get us. So when we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're protected, we said, by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Shechina. Once we go out into Chutz La'aretz, we're not controlled by them, but we're at their mercy. And they're always trying to be mechala us. So we read it from a Zayar there, but over here again, the Rav Brevda brings another Zayar that speaks it out again, and these words that the Gra says, Eches nahi kidei shuchel iskayim b'soich sari ha'umais. How am I supposed to act in order to be mekayim, to be niskayim amongst the umais? And he brings the Zayar, says, Omar oyev, erdoif asig achalek shalot. In the Shira, in Parshas B'Shalach. So the Zayar says, Omar oyev. Who's the Oyev? I'm going to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Zehu HaMemune HaGodol Al HaMitzriyim. The Tsar, the Malach that's in charge of Mitzrayim. B'sho Shenitzon Lo Yashilton HaYisrael Choshev L'chaloysom Tacha Shiltoinei. We talked about this in HaGodesh Al Pesach. We talked Vayokom Melech Chodesh Al Mitzrayim. If you remember, we said the Zohar says the Melech Chodesh is referring to the Tsar Shal Mitzrayim. HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave him Rishus to be shoylet over Klal Yisrael. He gave him Rishus to be Meshabit Klal Yisrael. So the Tsar Shal Mitzrayim, when he was given Rishus to be shoylet to rule al Klal Yisrael, Choshev lechaloysam tacha shel toinoi. Omar Oyev, what did the Oyev say? I'm going to destroy them. Now, and then the Zayar continues and talks about what he wanted to do. But the Iker here is, if you remember, that's Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael min Avoida, Vayizaku, Vatal Shavosa Melechim min Avoida. So the Gro over there said, B'shem the Zayar, that once Melech Mitzrayim died, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the time for the Kates has come, so now I'm going to demote the Melech Mitzrayim. He no longer has a right to rule over Klal Yisrael. Now Vatal Shavosa Melechim min Avoida. Now their cries went up. Till now their cries couldn't go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Melech Mitzrayim, the Tsar, had power, and he blocked everything. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu demoted him, now the cries could go up, so now the Gula could come. But continues the Zayar, V'loy Toymer Shezel Bovad. Don't say it's only the Tsar Shel Mitzrayim is the only one who's out to get and be Mechala Klal Yisrael. Ela Kol Eila HaSarim HaMamunim HaKol HaAmim Akum. All the Malachim. Kishenitan lam rishus v'shilton al Yisrael. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them permission to have some type of power over Klal Yisrael, kulam roitzim l'chalis al Yisrael tachtam. They just want to destroy us. And that's what we said, that because according to their rules, we shouldn't exist. We beat the system. They don't want us here. Elasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu zoicher hari haylam. What zchus do we have? Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Avos HaKadoshim u'megin aleihem, and he stops that from happening. He stops the Sarim from destroying us. So that is the lashon of the Zayar, and that's what we say. Elisha b'chal dar v'dar oim dimaleinu lechaliseinu. In every generation, meaning in every galus that we're in, they're oim dimaleinu lechaliseinu. What do you mean lechaliseinu? Every single place it was lechaliseinu. We're talking about the Sarim. The Sarim are out lechaliseinu whenever we're amongst us. That is the. By Mitzrayim. By Mitzrayim, the Zayar says, because of that, he was so strong that he was able to prevent the tefillahs from going. Once he died, now Vatal Shavos Amalekim in Havoida. So I state over there. The Gra brings it in HaGadosh Al Pesach. So that is the first pshat from the Gaon. Now, in the second pshat, he says a little bit differently. And also, each one is a yesod, because he says as follows. He says, "Ha'inyan Klal Yisrael saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom Begalus, Bizman Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim Hayelanu Beis Dvarim. Kol Zman the Beis Hamikdash was around, Klal Yisrael was insured of two things. We had Mazon and we had dira. We had food and we had dira. And we had a place to live. We had parnasa, we had a place to live. Mazoin was al yidei beis hamikdash ki mimenu yashku kolo adorim. The pasuk says that through the be'er, that's how you feed all of the flocks. The beis hamikdash, b'schus the beis hamikdash, was b'schus the tamid shal shachar and the tamid shal ben arabayim, tzavitz b'nei Yisrael, es karboni lachmi le'ishai, the mefarshim say, you bring the karbonis ha-tamid, there's a shef of parnasa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to the world. And we had a place to live, that's Eretz Yisrael. That's Eretz Yisrael. He says that's really what every good shepherd needs. Every good shepherd for his sheep, he needs a place for them to eat, and he needs a place for them to rest, to be able to sleep. That's a place of dira. Now, he says, through Torah, Torah is called lechem. Lechu lachmu b'lachmi. So through the Torah, and through the Beis HaMikdash and the Torah, we received mazayim. And through the mitzvahs that we did in Eretz Yisrael, the schus of Eretz Yisrael gave us a makam, a dira, a place to live. So he says, Klal Yisrael turns to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he says in one other knetch, he says, now that we're in Golus, Bavinaseinu Arabim, we don't have mazayin and we don't have dira. Those are things that we are missing. These are ikrim of parnasa. The Gemara tells us that every day a bas kol goes out from Har Chayrev, from Har Sinai, and says, Oy shechiravti es beisi v'iglesi es bonai. The first thing is, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, woe is to me, I destroyed my Beis HaMikdash, and I put my children into Golus, says the Gra, Zu Hadira, by going into Golus, so we lost Eretz Yisrael as our Dira. Oy lehem labonim shegolu me'al shulchan aviyem. What's a table? Table's where you eat. Zuhi mazin. That's referring to the mazin. So again, these two things are highlighted, that in Eretz Yisrael we had mazin and dira, and now that we're in Golus, we don't have the mazin and dira. So we turn to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and now it's a little bit more in the pashup shat here of the pasuk de Grah saying, Eicha tireh. Where did you shepherd us? Meaning, what's chus? You gave us food. That was the food we had from Eretz Yisrael. That's Eicha tireh. We can't figure out where to get food. Ve'echa tarbitz. We had a makam dira in Eretz Yisrael. But we don't have that in chutz in Galus. We don't know how to find a place to live. Shaloma eye ka'icha. So what are we? We're wandering around from place to place. We have no kavua dika place. We're going from bava l'madai, madai l'yavon. We keep on going. Aledre chaverecha. Again, amongst your friends, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the sarim. So in the first pshat, the Gra is focusing on the four ikrim Klal Yisrael need. It's not so pasha pshat in the words. And over here, he's focusing on two other things that we had bedafka when we were in Eretz Yisrael, mazon and dira. Now that we're going out into Chutz La'aretz, we're saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, how are we going to be mekayim ourselves there? How are we going to exist in Chutz La'aretz? So as we move on to the next pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. And he says, Im lo yseidi lo chayofa banoshim. So again, we'll first see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Im loisei dilach hayafa banoshim." This is the answer the shepherd gives. If you don't know where to go, now hayafa banoshim is referring to you, Klal Yisrael. You, Klal Yisrael, are hayafa banoshim, the most beautiful. If you don't know, because your shepherd is not shepherding you anymore, so si'ilach bikve hatzayin. Follow the footsteps of the sheep. The sheep make little footprints in the ground. And if you want to know where to go, shepherd, so follow where everyone else went. Look in the ground. He stakli b'psiyos derech shaholchu atzayin. Go look at the footsteps, and you'll follow them, and you'll find where you could where you'll have pasture to eat. Ure'ias k'diyosayich al mishkenais harayim. And then you will be able to feed your young ones al mishkenais harayim. So, Mishkanai Sarayim means the Rayim are the shepherds. Al Mishkanai Sarayim means together with the other shepherds, referring to the Umas Ha'ilam. So if you want to know where to go, so you follow in the tracks of the sheep. So Rashi says, if you want to be amongst the Gayim, and you want to be saved from them, you want to be saved from them, Hametzikim Lach, they oppress you. And you don't want your children, the Gidi Isaiah, to be lost in Galus either. You got to look back at the footprints and the footsteps of those who came before you. They were mekabel my Torah, v'shamro mishmarti mitzvaysay, and they kept my mitzvahs. Ulechi b'darcheyem, go in their ways. Va'af b'schar zois tirig d'yosayich etel sari homais, and b'schar that you'll be able to exist with your children amongst the umas haolam. So according to the way Rashi is saying, pashup shat, follow in the paths of Klal Yisrael of earlier generations. You follow the Torah, be mekabel the Torah, keep the mitzvahs, and everything will be safe. Says the Gra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. The first thing he points out is Hayofa Banoshe. Two psukim ago, we called ourselves in Chutz Laretz Shchairani Venova. We turned to the Gayim and we said, we're black. Al Tiruni Shani Shechachairis. We're the blackest of the black, we said. Shechachairis is Shachar and Cheres. Cheres with the Tav is the blackest of the Dam in Masechta Nida. So it's Shachar Cheres. It's a double Lashon of black. So we talked about how black and disgusting we were. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns us even in Galus and says, Hayofa Banoshim. Don't make that mistake. And like we said, because it was all on the outside, it was external, the blackness. We could get back to where we need to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and says, you called yourself Shechaira, you're Hayofa Banoshim. You're still Yafa Banashim. Tzi'iloch bi'ikve ha'tzayin. Again, go follow the footsteps of the tzayin. V'hanimshol b'tshuvazu. What's the nimshol? Ki ma she'amarto she'incha yedea soyde ha'mitzvahs ve'ech la'asoysa. You don't know, and this is, it seems he's focusing on the one of the things that we said of the soyde ha'tayra. And we really talked about this. It's almost, he's not just going on the pasuk before, it sounds like from the Gra. We also talked about this in the pasuk of Shcherani Venava B'nai Yerushalayim. The Klal Yisrael said, even though we do the mitzvahs, but we don't know the primius of the mitzvah. We're not able to get down to the soidus of the mitzvah. We're only able to do the externals. So the Rabbi Nisham says to us, even though you don't know the Saidus HaMitzvah, still, Tz'ilach B'ikve HaTzayin, you should still follow the derech of those who came before you. Even though you don't know the Saidus, you'll say, so what am I accomplishing? No, Maisa HaMitzvahs, you'll do what you could do in Golus. V'zeu B'ikve HaTzayin, that's following the footsteps of the sign. U're'iyas G'diyaisayich, now you want to know, Eicha tireth, on the pasuk before, where should you shepherd? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani noisin lecha eitza, shetireh haketanim shalach, al mishkenois harayim. Take your children, you want to know where to shepherd your flock? And here he's not focusing so much on Klal Yisrael themselves, but the next generation, the children, take them to the Mishkenais Harayim. What's the Mishkenais Harayim? The Mishkenais Harayim are the Batei Midrashais in Chutz Laretz. The Rayim, as we said, are the shepherds, are the Sarim of the Ummas Ha'ilam. Those are the Malachim. They're the Rayim, they're the shepherds of the Gayim. But we have Mishkanites there. We have places to dwell amongst the Rayim. That's referring to the Batei Midrashos in Chutz Laretz, Shem Tachas HaSarim. Says the Gra, Ki Kasher Targil HaSaktanim B'Seich Batei Midrashos Yargilu Atzmam L'Taira. You want your children to be able to stay by Torah? You want to know how to be Machanech them? You got to put them in the Beis HaMedrash. You have to imargle themselves, accustom them to be in the Beis HaMedrash. Yargilu Atzmam L'Taira. Kimoy Shekasav Al Reb Yeshua Ashrei Yeladetai. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, by Yeshua, Reb Yeshua Ashrei Yeladetai, his mother is the one who called him the Mishnah Novice. His mother is the one who caused him to be the Rebbe Yeshua. And says the Rav over there, she caused him to be a Chacham. Shayim Achzeres al kol batei midrashos shebi'ira. She went around to every Beis Medrash and she would tell them, Bivakosha mikem, Bikshu rachamim al ha'uber hazeh shebemeyai shiei Chacham. The minute she was Me'uberes with Rabbi Yeshua, she went around to all the Batei Midrashos and she asked the Talmid Chachamim there to daven for her baby that it should be a Chacham. U'miyayim shenoylad, and once he was born, lo yetziyah arsasim mi-beis ha-medrash. She didn't take his cradle out of the Beis HaMedrash, k'dei shele yikansu ba'oznav ela divrei Torah. In order only Divrei Torah should go in his ears. And this is really a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that from the day she was Mu'beres, every single day, Shayim Mechazeres, B'chol Yom. The Bar Tanura just said she was Mechazeres. The Yerushalmi says the words, every single day she went to the Beis HaMedrash, that they should be Mevakesh Rachamim. But The Gra says a little differently, and he says, "Ki teke kishenisabri ima ilozaza mi beis hamedrash kidei sheishma tamid Torah." The Yerushalmi is saying she went when she was mubaris to get a bracha. Once he was born, she put him into his cradle, into the Beis HaMedrash. The Gra says, already when she was mubaris, her Rebbe used to say, what's a lady doing in the Beis HaMedrash? She's going to, how could she bring herself into the Beis HaMedrash? Pregnant lady, to Bishlam, she brings in the kid. So the baby sits there, he hears the Torah, but she's pregnant. How is she going to get her unborn baby to hear Torah in the Beis HaMedrash every day? So she came up with a chap. If I go ask them for a bracha every day, I'm able to go in. Once I'm in, she'll be able to hear the Torah. In other words, Pashup Shat, you learn, like the Baratun Yerushalmi is saying, she was looking for brachas. Rav Revda says the Gra is trying to knech, it was more than that. It wasn't just the bracha. It was a way for her to get into the Beis HaMedrash. That's his lashon is, that when she was nisabra loizazam mi Beis HaMedrash, how'd she get in there? The Torah says she went every day for brachas. Once she was in there, so she stuck around, and she was able to have Rabbi Yeshua hear Torah. Va'af bechutz laretz, and also in chutz laretz. So now the Gra says, what's the pshataka? What does it mean? So I'll take my children and I'll put them in the batei midrashes. How does that solve the problem? We're complaining that in Eretz Yisrael we had everything, and in chutz laretz, how are we going to exist? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go into the Beis HaMedrash. Because asidim batei midrashes shebechutz laretz likvaya be'eretz Yisrael. When you walk into a Beis HaMedrash, when you are yoshev eloimid tamid be'eretz HaMedrash, oz heim doimim ki'ilu heim be'eretz Yisrael. You could be in chutz laretz, in mishkenais harayim. You could be amongst the gayim. The minute you walk into a Beis HaMedrash, you have now been put into Eretz Yisrael. You're not at the mercy anymore of those sarim. If you want to get out of the rulership of the sarim or out to get us, says the Gra, you walk into a Beis HaMedrash. And a Beis HaMedrash is part of Eretz Yisrael, because I see them, but the midrashes that are going to be kavu on in Eretz Yisrael. All Beis HaMedrash is going to end up there, so it's a makam kaddish. And that's pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan couldn't believe it. He heard that there are old people in Bavel. Ikosavi b'Bavel, the Gemara says in Brachas. So he said, how is it possible? It says, L'man yirbu yameichem al haaretz. You can only have arichas yamim in Eretz Yisrael. So they told him, no worry, because they get up early and they stay late in the Beis HaKnesses. So what's the answer? Zok Tegra, because the answer is, because if you're in the Beis HaKnesses, you're in Eretz Yisrael. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, the chiddush is, you have the bracha of L'man yirbu yameichem al haaretz. Your mamish in Eretz Yisrael. And the Kli Yakar says this in Parshas... I think in Parshas Ekev, the Kli Yakar says, on that pasuk over there, L'man yirbu yameichem, the Kli Yakar says the same vart, that when you are in the Beis HaMedrash, you are al ha'adama. You are al ha'adama. And the truth is, the Gemara in Brachas over there talks about the different protections that we have in a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. And Rabbeinu Yonah says also over there, the pshat is because when you're in the Beis HaKnesses, and the Gemara brings psukim from the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, what do you bring a raya from the Beis HaKnesses and Golus to the Beis HaMikdash? A raya from a pasuk about the Beis HaMikdash, that we protect it from our enemies. That's the Beis HaMikdash. Here we're in Chutz Laretz and a Beis HaMedrash. Teretz is the Beis HaMedrash is going to be in Kavu on Eretz Yisrael, already has the skulas of Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Marsha writes, famous Marsha, that where are those shuls going to be? They're all going to be connected to the Mechubar Leveis HaMikdash. The Batek Nesias in Galus are not just going to go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be Mechubar to the Beis HaMikdash. So where we are in Galus now, says the Marsha, when we're in Galus in a Beis HaKnesses, we're really in a Chelek that's going to be a Mokam Mekudash as part of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we already have the Skulas of the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, the Gra is telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering us, you want to know how you could save yourself from being at the mercy of the Sari Umas Ha'ilah, who are out l'chaliseinu and to meitzikas and all these things, the more time you spend in the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses, you're in Eretz Yisrael and you get the protections of Eretz Yisrael. Now just one more knech that the Gra says over here in the second pshat. In the second pshat he says, U'ri'iyas k'di yosayich heim tashbar she'ein lohem ela Torah. This is a very big chiddush here. He says, k'di yosayich are the children, like we're saying. They are the Tanaikah Shel Beis Rabbim, the Tashbar, She'ein Lohem Ela Torah. All they have is Torah. Now what does it mean, only all they have is Torah? Now L'chaira, the Pashup Shad is, because when it comes to other mitzvahs, we know Klal Yisrael is, Ketanim are potter min ha-mitzvahs. It's a chiyuv chinuch. Chinuch is pashas a chiyuv midrabanan. So there's no real inyan of a child doing a mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah midaraisa for a father to teach his child Torah. Father has a mitzvah to teach his child Torah. So there's really inherent difference between the Torah that a child learns, that their father has a mitzvah to teach him, and other mitzvahs that only chinuch midrabanan. There's no real chiyuv midaraisa to have him shake a lulav, sit in a sukkah, anything else. So maybe that's what the Gra means, she'en la mela Torah. But I heard this numerous times from Rav Ravdan, he brings it over here. He says, a Maridik of Art, and it's really based on the Gra, in the Agadita in Masechta Bechairis of Sabi de Beyasuna. Over there, the Gross is a very big Chiddush. We all know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Klal Yisrael and they wanted to be Mekabel the Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Klal Yisrael, Mima Arev Eschem, who's going to be your Arev? Who's going to be your guarantor of Torah? So they said this one, they said that one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, each one of those, I need a guarantor on the guarantor. It's not going to work. So finally they said, our children are going to be the guarantors of Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, that'll work. So now, the Gra explains a very important thing, and he says like this, what is an arev? What's a guarantor? A guarantor is someone who doesn't really have a personal obligation to pay something, meaning, Reuven borrows money from Shimon. So Reuven owes Shimon the money. Levi does not owe Shimon any money. So since he doesn't have a personal obligation, he could come along and say, you know what, I will guarantee the chayv. But if Shimon and Levi both together borrow money from Reuven, so neither of them could be the guarantor for the other. They have the obligation. A guarantor is someone who comes from the outside. So now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for a guarantor for Torah, so that means you have to find somebody who doesn't have to learn Torah, who can guarantee to pay up the Torah that we're not going to learn. So Klal Yisrael first said, Avram, Yitzhak, this one, our Avos, or this one, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Arvach Arva Tzarech. Your Arev needs another Arev, because he can't be an Arev. He himself has his own obligation. How could he be a guarantor? So what did Klal Yisrael come along and say? Our children. Our children are not chayiv in limud ha-Torah. Father might have obligation to teach his child Torah, but the child doesn't have an obligation to learn Torah. So if he doesn't have an obligation to learn Torah, they could be the arev, because they don't have obligation, so they could then, if we're lacking, they could pay up the chayiv. But when it comes out from the Gra, a maridika thing. When a child does a mitzvah of lulav, in Shemayim, he's not really getting any credit for lulav. And whatever, you know, when we shake the lulav, we get rid of the ruchais rois and the tzlalim rois. We accomplish unbelievable things with our mitzvahs. When a child shakes the lulav, it's a wonderful thing. You're getting him accustomed to doing a mitzvah. He didn't pilot anything in Shemayim. His mitzvah doesn't do anything. He's not mechuyiv. He doesn't have the mitzvah. He does not mechuyiv to do it. You know, so when he comes bar mitzvah, you know, all of a sudden now he becomes mechuyiv. So we can't wake up one day and tell the child, hello, you're bar mitzvah, here's 613 mitzvahs, he'll tell us to have a nice day. So the Chachamim came along with their Chachman, they said, you accustom him to doing mitzvahs his whole young life, he'll be able to do it. But really, he's not accomplishing anything, you know, he's not accomplishing anything. But Torah obviously has to be different. When a child learns Torah, although he's not mechuyev in the Torah, his Torah accomplishes the same thing that a gadol's Torah accomplishes. If not, he couldn't be our arev. If he can't accomplish, if when he learns Torah, it's not equal to a gadol learning Torah, how could the children be an arev? An arev's got to pay up. Right? If an arev's got to pay up, if someone owes $100, the arev can't pay with monopoly money. He's got to pay with something of value. So if the children are the arev for Klal Yisrael, so then it has to be that their limud ha-Torah accomplishes the same amount. So that means there's a big chiddush here. Torah compared to all other mitzvahs. That's what the Gra means. Haim tashbar she'ein lohem ela Torah. All they have is Torah, meaning in all other Tariag mitzvahs, they could do it, but it doesn't affect anything. But Torah it does affect. And with that, Reb Ravda said, I don't think he brings it over here, he said, Amar Dikapshad in Megillas Esther. The Gemara Megillah says, a pasuk in Mishlei, ba'atzaltayim yimach ha-mikare. That with a lazy person, we just had it recently somewhere else in Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin also, right? Yeah, but we just had Daf Yomi somewhere also, no? We had the pasuk in that. We had the pasuk about tzatayim imach hamakara. So over there in Gemara Megillah says bishvil atzlus shahayu lahem b'tayra the klai yisrael b'zman the Megillah they were atzel in tayra imach hamakara kaviyachol nase hakadosh baruch hu mach as if hakadosh baruch hu became weak that he couldn't protect us. Meaning klai yisrael vayis dechayis over there one of the averis that they had that brought about the gezeira of Haman was. Atzlus b'tayra, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this, there's a certain amount of tayra needed for my protection. You were lacking in it, so you don't have the protection. How did the Yeshua come? When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally rip up the gzeira? When 22,000 children were learning tayra with Mardechai HaTzadik, and they were crying that they're going to die the next day, and the cries went up to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what are these sheep? I hear sheep crying. They say, that's not the sheep. That's the Tinaika Shel Beis Rabban. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped up the gzeira, because they're the Arevim. Those Tinaika Shel Beis Rabban, with their tayra, they were mashlim, whatever Cheshvan HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that we were lacking. So the children are what the ones who brought about the gula, and that's what it means. Ein ha'olam miskayim ella pi hevel tinaikah hevel piem shel tinaikah shel beis rabbah. That means to say the same that the Gra says in over there in Bechiras that there's a certain amount of Torah Hakadosh Baruch Hu needs for this world to be niskayim. And Klal Yisrael doesn't always stand up to it. As Gedolim, we have a Yetzirah, we have this, we don't always have up to it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Arif. Ein ha'olam miskayim. If not for those Tinaika Shel Beis Rabban, that when they learn Torah, they're mashlim our Torah, because their Torah could be mashlim it, the world wouldn't be niskayim, because they're able to keep that ashlama. And that's what the Gra means over here. That Tzilach b'ikvei atzayin is nagia to us, in the second shot. You follow the ways of your father. Va'limud ha'tayrah. If you want to know what to do about limud ha'tayrah, go to the children. Heim tashbar she'ein lamel ha'tayrah. They could be mashlim things. Even in Galus, when we gedolim have a hard time with the Torah. In Eretz Yisrael, we had such a shleimus in Torah. And over here, we're lacking in the Torah. So says the Gra, go in to take your children and make sure they are in the Torah. They are in the Bati Knesias and Bati Midrash Shebevavel. Not only will they have the school of Eretz Yisrael, but they will have the hashlam of Torah that Klal Yisrael needs. And through that, you'll be zeicha to have a kiyum in the Galus. Stop up there.